What is a gender equal workplace? Why is rooting out gender bias important for my business? How do I promote a gender equal workplace? Imagine Bruna and Bruno are pilots for Fair and Square Air, an airline that tries to stand out from its competitors by treating customers more fairly. The airline promotes its fair fares, free checked bags, and full refunds for canceled flights, but they're not as fair and square with their employees. Bruno gets paid 25% more than Bruna for the same work. Bruna and Bruno started at the same time, have logged similar hours, and have both received strong performance reviews. On paper, the only difference is the last letter in their names. So why do you think Bruno makes more? Bruno's lower salary is an example of workplace gender inequality. It can often happen when people in management act on their biases, even unintentionally. Gender bias is when men are given better employment opportunities than women. By paying equally qualified women pilots less than men, Fair and Square Air is showing its gender bias and failing to live up to its name. Implicit bias rationalizes discrimination as logical and justified. For example, a manager at Fair and Square Air thinks a younger woman is unreliable and less committed because she might take maternity leave in the future. Unconscious bias is when deep-seated belief, which stem from our backgrounds and culture, influence our actions and decisions. For example, movies and other media usually cast men as fighter pilots, which shapes our biases early on. Listen up. When biases enter the workplace, women can face job restrictions, fewer advancement opportunities, exclusion from networking events, difficulty finding mentors, and more. Two of the most often discussed disadvantages that women can face are a wage gap and the glass ceiling. A wage gap is women getting paid less than men, on average, for the same work. Here's the crazy thing about wage gaps. Research shows that the more education a woman has, the greater the wage gap tends to be. And it can be tempting to justify a wage gap or saving the company money, but it's actually illegal. It's also bad for business. It can leave huge sections of valuable and talented employees feeling unmotivated, alienated, or excluded. The glass ceiling is when qualified women get passed over for top jobs. Did you know that less than 20% of board members at large American companies are women? Circumstances like this are a result of people, usually women, being held back for arbitrary reasons like gender. The glass ceiling can also easily happen in any area of a company. It can show up at very senior levels or within individual departments where management positions or specific jobs aren't open to women. Having a gender equal workplace can help you recruit and keep top talent. You can start by giving your organization an honest assessment. Where are women in your hierarchy? What skills are you helping women build? Do you provide role models? Are you trying to root out unconscious bias and promote equality? How well are your policies working? Sweat the small stuff. Focus on your processes, like how you classify women on maternity leave or how you administer benefits. Talk to women in the organization and out of it to learn how your policies might affect them differently than men. After evaluating the current state of your business, create a plan to fight existing gender inequality. To help you get started, let's look at where it happens in the workplace and discuss some approaches that can combat it. Begin by hiring a diverse team. Advertise openings across a range of media, job sites, social agencies, etc., so you get a wide mix of people applying. When you start getting resumes, you can hide the names on them to avoid having gender automatically becoming a factor during the interview process. Then, have several people meet with the candidates, including female interviewers. That way, a hiring decision is less likely to hinge on one person's biases. After you've hired a great diverse team, make sure no one is in the dark about jobs, training, mentorship, and sponsorship opportunities. Email all this information to employees, post it in public work areas like the office kitchen, and do whatever else it takes to get the word out. You can do more than just offering training and mentorship programs, however. Start a program that talks about gender equality. Everyone should know what's appropriate and what to do if something feels wrong. Performance reviews are another area where gender bias should be identified and eliminated. Performance reviews make a big difference in deciding who gets promoted and paid more, so make sure the process is fair. There should be a clear criteria that everyone understands and everyone is judged by. Managers are the ones doing reviews, so they should in turn be evaluated by their bosses on how well they promote gender equality. Make it an important part of their job responsibilities. The stakes are high when it comes to promotions. Are you working against the glass ceiling that prevents qualified women from getting top jobs? Be transparent and tell your employees what they need to do to advance. What to do you expect from people? What are the prerequisites for a position? Then it's a matter of judging people on their merits. Also, don't box in people with technical roles. They can make great managers too if you give them a chance to develop different skills. Tip: when an employee leaves the company, learn all you can from exit interviews so you can get to the heart of why people are departing. Did people feel like they had an equal opportunity to advance? Did they feel that the company's culture recognized and promoted equality? You can put in place all kinds of good strategies, but they won't do much good if they aren't supported and followed by from the top down. Leadership sets the tone for the whole organization. They need to be on the same page about your plan to create a gender-equal workplace and lead by example. Make sure everyone else in the organization also knows the expectations, down to the interns and temps. Have ongoing trainings and conversations about the purpose, benefits, and values of why the company promotes gender equality. The key word is ongoing. You're never done promoting gender equality. It's an all-the-time responsibility because organizations are constantly evolving. Do this now. How does your workplace stack up? Let's get you started by creating a checklist of steps you can take to assess and promote gender equality. If you're participating in the course, go to the next section to access your self-assessment. Key takeaways. 1. I'm a gender equal workplace. People are outside and promoted based on their, regardless of whether they're man or woman. 2. Rooting out bias is good moral. Allows for employees to thrive and help companies recruit and keep top talent, which in turn can lead to more business success. 3. Make a plan for how to promote gender equality in your hiring, training, reviewing, and promoting processes.